August 14, 1926. Bitternesses of the soul because of the news of the upcoming printing of the writings on the will of God. Words of Jesus in this regard. My poor heart swims in the sea of the bitternesses of the privations of my sweet Jesus. If he comes at all, he is like a flash that escapes, and in that light of the flash I see the poor world, its grave evils, the bonds among nations which are binding themselves to one another in order to start wars and revolutions, and by doing this, they draw the chastisements of heaven, but so grave as to destroy entire cities and peoples. Oh, God, how great is the human blindness! But as the flash of his lovable presence ends, I remain in the dark, more than before, with the thought of my poor brothers, scattered in the hard exile of life. But this was not enough to fill my poor heart with intense bitternesses. Something else added to suffocate my poor existence with those roaring waves that overwhelm my poor soul, that is, the news of the upcoming printing of the writings on the most holy will of God, since our Monsignor Archbishop had given his approval, placing the imprimatur himself. But this was nothing. The most fatal blow to my poor soul has been the news that they were going to put not only what regarded the divine will, because after so much insistence from our Lord and the superiors, I had convinced myself that the glory of God required this, and, miserable and little as I am, it is not for me to oppose what blessed Jesus wants, but they were going to put out for printing also the order that Jesus has kept with me and everything he has told me, also about the other virtues and circumstances. This was too painful for me, and I spoke out my reasons over and over again, so that it would not be done. Then, while I was so oppressed, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, as though feeling the weight of my oppression, clasped me in his arms, and shaking me up, told me, "My daughter, what's the matter? What's the matter? Be cheered. I do not want you to be so oppressed. Instead of thanking me, you oppress yourself? You must know that, so that my supreme will might be known, I have to prepare things, dispose means, overwhelm the archbishop with those acts of absolute dominion of my will, which man cannot resist. I have to make one of my great prodigies. Do you think it is easy to obtain the approval of a bishop? How hard it is! How many quibbles, how many difficulties! And if they approve at all, it is with many restrictions, almost removing the most beautiful shades, the most striking colors from all that my goodness has revealed with so much love. Don't you see, then, the triumph of my will and the approval of the archbishop, and therefore my great glory and the great necessity that the knowledges about the supreme will become known and, like beneficial dew, dampen the ardor of passions? Like rising sun, my will dispels the darkness of the human will, and removes the torpor which almost all creatures have, also in doing good, because the life of my will is missing. My manifestations about it will be like the balm which will heal the wounds produced by the human will. Those who will have the good of knowing then will feel a new life of light, of grace, of strength flow within them, to fulfill my will in everything. Not only this, but in comprehending the great evil of their own will, they will abhor it and will shake themselves from the yoke, so very hard, of the human will, to place themselves under the gentle dominion of mine. Ah! You do not know nor see what I know and see. Therefore, let me do it, and do not oppress yourself. Rather, you yourself should have urged and pushed the one whom I have disposed with so much love to take on this commitment. Even more, you should have told him to hurry, and not to lose time. My daughter, the kingdom of my will is unshakable, and in these knowledges about it I have placed so much light, grace and attraction as to render it victorious, in such a way that, as they become known, they will wage a sweet battle against the human will, and creatures will be conquered. These knowledges will be an immensely high and strong wall, more than the terrestrial Eden, which will prevent the enemy from entering in order to molest those who, conquered by it, will pass to live in the kingdom of my will. Therefore, Do not become disturbed and let me do, and I will dispose everything so that the supreme fiat may be known.